Yenjin Chodang, Ginyin Ma Chodang, Sanju Sambhadang, Sama Chodang, Yogi Nang, Yogi Ni Chu, Hiram Nyingbo Che, Hyandong Zepa.
Om may all transform into bliss and excellence. Noble sons and daughters, Upasakas and Upasakas, Bodhisattvas and Bodhisattvas and Bodhisattvis, Yogis and Yoginis, please begin by reciting the Heart of Wisdom Sutra.
Yeah.
Kavandok ta lab kur. Hiram nyang bo se song.
It's on page 193.
Yeah.
We'll start with the second paragraph.
Don samo drupa tamje da drabe chuni yila se te se katon don zeba arisho.
Engage your mind in the profound nature of essential reality beyond any conceptual fabrication, and resting in that, recite the words with your speech.
Yeah.
Homage to the Noble Lady, Transcendent Conqueror, Heart of Transcendent Wisdom. Thus I have heard once the Transcendent Conqueror was dwelling in Rajgir on Vulture Peak, together with the great Sangha of Bhikshus and the great Sangha Bodhisattvas at that time. From among the different dharmas, the Transcendent Conqueror entered the samadhi called Profound Illumination. At the same time, the noble and powerful Avalokiteshvara, the Bodhisattva Mahasattva, look clearly at the profound practice of transcendent wisdom and saw clearly that aggregates are empty by nature. Then by the Buddha's power, the venerable Shariputra asked the noble and powerful Avalokiteshvara, the Bodhisattva Mahasattva, how should noble men and women who wish to engage in the profound practice of transcendent wisdom train? Thus he spoke, the noble and powerful Avalokiteshvara, the Bodhisattva Mahasattva, answered the venerable Shariputra with these words. Shariputra, all men and women who wish to engage in the profound practice of transcendent wisdom should see this clearly. They should see clearly that the five aggregates are empty by nature. Form is empty, emptiness is form, emptiness is not other than form. Than emptiness in the same way, feeling, discrimination, formation, and consciousness are empty. The Shariputra, all phenomena are emptiness. They have no characteristic, no birth, no cessation, no stains, no freedom from stain, no decrease and no increase. The Shariputra, In emptiness there is no form, no feeling, no discrimination, no formation, no consciousness, no eye, no ear, no nose, no tongue, body, no mind, no form, no sound, no smell, no taste, no tactile sensation, no phenomenon, faculty, potential, no mental faculty, potential, no mental consciousness, potential, and nothing in between, no ignorance, nor any of ignorance, no aging and death, nor any ending of aging and death. Nothing in between, in the same way there is no suffering, no origin of suffering, no cessation of suffering, no path, no wisdom, non-attainment either, the Shariputra, since for the Bodhisattva there is no attainment, they rely on and abide within transcendent wisdom. No obscurations in their minds, and they have no fear, they have gone far beyond error and have reached the ultimate transcendence of suffering, all the Buddha. Three times also rely on transcendent wisdom, and by doing so they fully and manifestly awaken. Unsurpassable, complete and perfect enlightenment, thus the mantra of transcendent wisdom, the mantra of great awareness, the unsurpassable mantra, mantra of equality, the mantra that perfectly dissolves all suffering, should be known as true because it is not false. The mantra transcendent wisdom is proclaimed, te ata om gate gate para gate para samgate bodhisvaha shariputra. How bodhisattva mahasattvas should train in profound transcendent wisdom, then the transcendent conqueror arose from that samadhi and praised the noble and powerful Avalokiteshvara. Bodhisattva Mahasattva, saying, excellent, excellent, noble son, it is so, it is just so, profound, transcendent wisdom. Practice just as you have taught, all the Tathagatas rejoice when the transcendent conqueror said this. Shariputra, the noble and powerful Avalokiteshvara, the Bodhisattva Mahasattva, the whole retinue and the world with its gods, people, demigods, and Gandharvas, and praise these words of the transcendent conqueror. Thus ends the Mahayana Sutra called Noble Lady, Transcendent Conqueror, Heart of Transcendent Wisdom.
Tang Nanjo Jewamso Malarebe Omayang Tabara, Sungbo Omayang Tabar Jeba, Londongin. Tene Cherang So Saja chambu gom sur tardo. Traktonga drala che che to mekte ramab to lo jijo. Lope semje ngu la chir chir ta. Tsamza dranzen je namdok ngu la chir chir ta lo jilu na. Tine long do yang dhamba ta nyambu saja chambu yang gom to kure.
Ti Milarepe Guri na Tony Chutu.
Tony Milarepe Guri. Lapsunga mlare pungo lapsunga. Ode. Doni jodro jisayang.
I'll now give you the reading transmission for the song sung by the Lord of Yogis Milarepa, An Authentic Portrait of the Middle Way. And when you are receiving this transmission, then focus on the sounds that of the Tibetan words as being sound and emptiness, and rest within that. Sometimes look back at the essence of the mind that is listening, that is hearing the sounds, and rest in its nature, which is inexpressible clarity and emptiness. Sometimes look at the true nature of the thoughts that think I am now receiving a reading transmission. Look at the nature of those thoughts and let go and relax. If you do this, then at the same time you receive the transmission, you'll be able to meditate on Mahamudra.
Then dao gom chote nan don ne gom chore dalle mek te gom be ten long mambo tun de shoba kap so long shoba ta ten sa ja chen bo ngo gom ba nyam do yong gre chap chik do yong gre.
This way of meditating in the Mahamudra tradition is called the meditation of Mahamudra with appearances. Meditating with appearances. And when you can meditate in this way, then when you're receiving long reading transmissions, then you just rest without fixation in the essential nature of the sound. And then at the same time you receive long reading transmissions, you can also meditate on Mahamudra. I will both recite the verses and sing them. And if you do the same, if sometimes you just recite the verses in an easy, relaxed way, and other times sing them, then your recitation and singing, since you're doing them in an alternating way, will have special power.
Don don dembe wan don gebe sanje ne jam gomba bo me gonzam doza sadan lam dam devu kudon yesim tesir nyang in de bam meng don zuge do bo Kamsum tinda yoreche, dune madrop jebami, Yimi linchik jebami, ledan legend namimi, tesirum korbe meyami. Kamsum tinda yoreche, dune madrop jebami, Yimi linchik jebami, ledan legend namimi, tesirum korbe meyami. Emma Simji Major no to some Sanjay Chileson. Jumin Deva Mesepe, Consul Denba Wangdone, Kurwatan and Yangin de Tamje Uchi Tabeson. Emma Simji Major no to some Sanjay Chiles. Jumin Deva Mesepe, Consul Denba Wangdone, Kurwatan and Yangin de. yöpang ngubur nangwa dang mepa tongpe chunye ni ngu yinme ro chepe rangre yinre yume de thamje sungjok yangbayin. Yöpa ngubur nangwa dang mepa tongpe chunye ni ngu yinme ro chepe rangre yinre yume thamje sungjok yangbayin. Te yarta te tene kolo parpe gomba rantong lo ne kapje khe cho rangju tabo tartok go gomba oman tanjurji gomba re oman tanjurji lo su khe pare oman tanjurji gomba re da te chanan so ta angor tango do ma ke nyembo khida yo mar te tene Gortang so ta cherang so ke nyen bo yesa do yang yang so ya gor ya potang hik so chi
up until that point in the song is the view of the middle way autonomy and consequence schools, the middle way empty of self schools view, and now you should sing this together. I sang it in a voice that doesn't sound so good. So now you should sing it. Your voice sounds probably pretty good. You should now all sing in the song up until this point. The song is on page 205. And we'll sing from the beginning down to the, on page 206, the last line of that paragraph, nor awareness of what's other anywhere.
Yeah.
From the standpoint of the truth that's genuine, there are no ghosts, there are not even Buddhas. No meditator and no meditated, no paths and levels traveled and no suns, and no fruition bodies and no wisdoms, and therefore there is no nirvana there. Just designations using names and statements, all animate and animate the three realms, unborn and non-existent from the outset, no base to rest on, do not go emerge. There is no karmic act, no maturation. So even the name samsara does not exist. That's the way these are in the final picture. But oh, if sentient beings did not exist, what would the Buddhas of three times all come from? Since fruition with no cause impossible. So the standpoint of the truth that's superficial is samsara's wheel, nirvana past all greed. It all exists, that is the sage's teaching. Then what exists appearing to be things? And their non-existence reality that's empty are essentially inseparable one taste. And therefore there is neither self-awareness,
nor awareness of what's other anywhere. All of this a union vast and spacious. All of this a union vast and spacious.
Tene, tetar tope kepa ye nam himantong yi hintong ne. Ten nam jun ngaye tokse yi hipa parte. Kolo sumba, de hing yin bun dode nam je gumba. Tikpa chimbo, jo lama tang, gumbo lo drop je chuing to ba la sobe. Gongba dan tun xie, tartuk gongba de, tene ta tartuk tawam, tartuk gongba de saji jimbo le.
And then from the point in the song where Milarepa sings, and all those skilled in realizing this, down to the last line, this is what I, the yogi, have realized, is an expression of the meaning of the Buddha's teachings in the third turning of the wheel of Dharma, the protector Nagarjuna's text called The Praise of Dharma Dhatu, and the treatise by the protector Maitreya called, in Tibetan, the Gyulama, or the treatise on the Buddha nature. So all of these teachings are about the Buddha nature, the true nature of mind, which is luminous clarity, and the ultimate meditation on this luminous clarity is described in the teachings on Mahamudra.
The Jumsen Kararasana Tambo and Dandan Konde Ni Madrobar, Temba Kapso, Nyande Madrobar, Temba Kapso, and Devokota Yehi Mehi, Yehi Meba, the Madrobar Sombare. Tandan de cups of teta top and kepa in Nam hi manton yin dongser Nam hi randong in beseda senna a manton bada Ye hi lundro in besena then in tonki somebody de jumchin de karchemure.
How do we know there's a difference? Well, we can see that just by looking at the first lines of the song in which Milarepa sings, there are no fruition bodies and no wisdoms when describing how nirvana doesn't truly exist. But then, when you get down to this last verse from the perspective of the Shentong or the empty of other school, then Milarepa sings, all those skilled in realizing this do not see consciousness, they see pure wisdom. So that's a different style of explaining things. And in this last paragraph, the style reflects the understanding that consciousness is not seen by those who have realization because ordinary dualistic consciousness is empty of itself. It is rongtong. It is empty of its own essence. Whereas original wisdom is spontaneously present. And that is how the third turning of the wheel of Dharma describes the true nature of reality.
The Jumsen de Kasetege Namhi, Zungzen Yinanga Namhi de Namhila, Mo Mebesena, Mo Madrobesena, the Namonsum don Toya Mevare. Semdeji Hiam, Semdeji Rekwa Yehite, Ye Lover Treme Tombare Mato, Tene Treme Tombare Mato, Rangan, Yehi Rangan of Tongjang Maimba, Lindo Yimbesena.
Ordinary dualistic consciousness is the mind that we experience that faces outward and that perceives objects as if they were different from the perceiving subject. So that's duality. When you look and you examine this consciousness, you can't find any essence. You don't find that there's anything actually there. And that's why, from the perspective of direct realization doesn't see consciousness, because there's nothing there to see. On the other hand, original wisdom is empty, but from the perspective of being empty of that which is different from itself, namely any type of stain, any type of flaw, any type of conceptual fabrication. That's what wisdom is empty of. It's empty of being able to be described by concepts. It's empty of stains, but it's not empty of itself, because this wisdom is spontaneously present as the basic nature of reality. So when you have direct realization of the true nature of reality, that's what you see. You see original wisdom.
Simjin ma dong sanjin dong songpo dong da te simjin si ji de simjin jin ji trupa na wa yin ba se no tene simjin rang yin ji ma dro ba se no simjin ma dong songpo re simjin ji ne lok te simjin ji simjin ne lok te nambar ta ba dhamma ma ba trupa ta dra ba rang yin ji nambar ta ba dong tam ba sanji dong tam ji sanji
Those who have direct realization of the true nature of reality don't see sentient beings, because sentient beings are just a confused appearance. What they see instead is the true nature of sentient beings, the Buddhahood of natural purity that is the true nature of mind, of every single sentient being. So that's what they see. They see the authentic, abiding reality of sentient beings, which is the Buddha of natural purity. They see Buddha. They don't see the confused, dualistic appearance of a sentient being.
Rektoka nāwa te dēnpa nāwa māre, dzunpa nāwa re. Rektoka nāwa dzunpa tār sōngpa se no, tāntan tētā chekpa re. Rektoka nāwa dzunpa nāwa, trūpa nāwa yinpa se no, ngōwa rāngin, tēne rāngin tōngpa nye re, tōngya me wa re.
And this is perfectly in harmony with a verse that Milarepa sings in his song, The Three Kinds of Confidence. I have gained confidence that there is no arising. This swept away my taking past and future lives as two, exposed all six realms' appearances as false, and cut right through believing all too much in birth and death. Once a practitioner, as Milarepa has, has gained confidence that in genuine reality there's no arising, there's no birth, then it must be that all of the appearances of the sentient beings in the six realms are not the appearances of authentically existent or truly existent individuals, because they never were born in the first place. So then what are sentient beings? They're just false appearances, like the appearances of sentient beings in dreams. They're not the appearances of something truly existent. And therefore, Milarepa sings in this verse that those with realization don't see sentient beings because there's nothing there existent to see, actually.
As
the Havajra Tantra teaches, sentient beings are Buddhas themselves. However, fleeting obscurations block this reality. When those fleeting obscurations are purified, they manifest as Buddhas.
Tene nyingbo tenbe do namle pe namba goye semje nelok te semje je semje nelok sanje je nyingbo chin yinba tenba.
The sutras that teach about the Buddha nature, the enlightened essence of mind, teach 9 examples of how it is that the minds of sentient beings are actually the essence of enlightenment.
Junsen te seno semjen je semjen ne lok te rang yin namda ge sanje yin yang lor tripe teme dib ye be seno tambe chu je nyam ne te lor tripe trama sarve thabre lor tripe trama sarve thabla yang tene thab raba ta thaba ta hin do thaba ta maza pa ta hin do samo so je ramba song bare
danda pegu de dreame dripso
adame dripso pegu re yeah.
And in these examples, not only is it described how it is that the true nature of the mind of sentient beings is the enlightened essence, it's also described in different ways how this essence is obscured, the way in which the fleeting stains block it from our view. And from this, we get different perspectives on how it is that all Dharma practices have the same essential point, which is to refine away these obscurations so that we can directly experience our own Buddha nature, our own enlightenment, which has been there all along.
Tene turam der himjog turab yimbe seno tene himjog sesa te tene semne himjog sepa te karchen bore tene tene chu tekpa chembu chu nambu chu sege bu jenjen karrasana semje nelo de ton ta ba sanje yin ya trupa drama yebe trupa drama deba Deva Bhati Sena, Trupa Trima Sarva Thabri Sena, Tene Te Lende Yabu Yore, Lende Yabu Ta Samore.
In this day and age, everybody is doing research into different topics. So as long as it's the era of research, then we should research our mind. That would be a good thing to do research into. And that's what the practice of the Dharma is actually all about. And if somebody asks, what is Dharma? Then you can answer them, the basic teaching of the Dharma is that the true nature of the mind of every sentient being is enlightened, is the Buddha nature. And that the Dharma teaches subtle first course and then subtle methods for how to refine away the stains that obscure that Buddha nature until there are no stains left and one is able to experience the enlightened nature of one's own mind directly. That's a very good answer to the question about what is Buddhism about.
Sergi Yasebata, Chonyo Batamata, Namka Tainle Trova Lasso, but pay gunny temper. Pay gunny Matina, Tonji Tainin Tambo, Tene, Lord Jetrama, Yola, Te Jamets, or the Niki Tambo Yomar, this and a pay gunny temper.
Some of the examples that are given of how this process works are the examples of clouds that obscure the sky and then become purified away, or the example of water that's filled with mud and then the mud settles down, or the example of gold ore where the impurities are refined away and you're just left with the pure gold. It's important for us to have examples at the beginning, because otherwise, if you just say that the true nature of mind is enlightened, but it exists at the same time together with obscurations, then it's difficult to understand how that could be. These examples make it more clear. In general, in the 21st century, there's so much subtle research being done, like even into the behavior of individual ants. They look and make movies about how every little ant in the colony has a different job and what their job is and how they do it. But very few are researching the true nature of mind. So this is our task, is to do this research where there's a gap. We don't need to do much research into what the ants are doing, because you can pretty much tell it's not so difficult to look on the outside and see which way the ant is going and whether the ant looks happy or sad. Now, these kinds of questions aren't so difficult to answer. Let us instead research the true nature of mind. Buddhism is therefore research about the mind, but it's not just research that attempts to describe what you and I think, or the way we think, or the feelings and opinions we have. It's not concerned so much with that, because again, those questions aren't difficult to answer. Rather, it looks at the true nature of mind, tries to find the ultimate reality of mind. So if from this perspective, you wanted to call Buddhism an investigative science, then that would be okay, because it seeks to investigate and determine the true nature of mind. For this reason, seeing the way that the world is now and what people are doing, and seeing what Buddhism is about, then I made the following aspiration prayer once. May the sciences that explore outside be joined with the inner science of the mind to excellently put an end to mistaken views and confusion. And by this, may auspiciousness light up the whole universe.
Sirje durje sola chepate rakpare semla chepate thawa yin besena tene rakpe che cho da thabe che cho te mangar bere thardo thabe che cho la jogure.
Investigations of the outer material world are coarse. Investigations of the inner mind are subtle. And therefore, there doesn't need to be any contradiction, because one is looking at things in a coarse way and one is looking at things in a more subtle way. And in fact, ideally, then the coarse analysis leads to the more subtle analysis of mind.
Then
Milarepa goes on to sing in the next line that they don't see phenomena, they see their essence. Phenomena refers to relative, the phenomena that appear in relative reality. So these relative appearances, these dualistic appearances, are empty of essence. They're empty of themselves. They're empty of what they seem to be. And so from the perspective of wisdom that realizes the true nature of reality, there's nothing to see there. Instead, what is seen is the true nature of these phenomena, the essence of these phenomena, which is luminous clarity beyond conceptual fabrication. So that's what is seen.
Tene tongpa ta ma tongpa chepar sepa te jui lama le nam ye che pen chenye chi lovar ta ke kham tongke nam ye me pen chenye chi lami chu chu tongma yin chi dekhi nyingpo le yewa ta chepa lovar chume khan dekhi nyingpo tongna yang nam ye me pen chenye chi so sur ye me pen chenye chi lundrup ju yun ten je ma tongpa chepa tongpa ta ma tongpa chepar sepa le.
In the Shentong tradition, the empty of other schools tradition, it's important to be able to distinguish between what is empty and what is not, how it is empty and how it is not. And this is not difficult to do. In fact, the treatise on the Buddha nature does it in one verse, which says, the element is empty of what is separable from it, the fleeting stains. But it is not empty of what is inseparable from it, its own unsurpassable qualities. The element refers to the basic element of mind, the enlightened element, the Buddha nature. It is empty in the sense of being empty of any obscuration in its essence, any stain in its essence. It's empty in the sense of being unable to be described by conceptual fabrication. But at the same time, it's not empty of its own unsurpassable qualities, because its own unsurpassable qualities are inseparable from what it actually is. So in that way, it's not empty of itself, it's empty of what is different from itself, the fleeting stains.
Randong lo la yendong la gapa japa dang yendong ge kapso randong la gapa japa yona yang te thusan ji jeba sepa kapra ma to ne lo la mangarwa re mangarwa te yang de malare pe songko de la sarbo yere tambo randong da do so jim te yong ma yendong da do song be se na te ne mangarwa sarbo yere nan jo je wam so malare pe.
From the perspective of when we listen to teachings and analyze them, then sometimes you find the rangtong or empty of self explanations that refute shentong or empty of other, and sometimes you find shentong explanations that refute rangtong explanations. But from the perspective of the true nature of reality, there's no contradiction between them at all. And we can understand this quite easily just by looking at a song of Milarepa like this one, in which he describes both views one after the other. And so how could there be any contradiction? So this is very important for us to see why there isn't any contradiction. And Milarepa explains it clearly.
Tusanji Jeba Seba Kapso Randong Sabgre Tanjur Sabgre. Then the Gomba Nyamlin Jabso Yendong Sabgre. Jimsen Kara Sano Tusanji Jeba Seba Kapso then Kelin Jetawa Hikman Jekbar Seba La Tanda Randong Tang Tanjur Samoyabur. Gomba Nyamlin Jabso Semje Nelo Voiser Jangawa. Sartong ngang la ramap tonjo gupesena gomba nyamne jikapso 겐동 사브레 데세나 니카사모레
If you ask which one of these views, Rongtong or Shentong, is more profound, then the answer is they're both profound. They're equally profound from their own perspective because they each serve a different function. The function of the Rongtong is to help us at the time of listening and reflecting to cut through all of our conceptual fabrications about the true nature of reality. We think that there's this or that or nothing or something, and Rongtong helps us to cut all of those conceptual projections. And then when it's time to meditate, you meditate by resting your mind in its own basic nature, which is luminous emptiness, which is clarity and emptiness inseparable. And that's exactly what Shentong describes as being the true nature of reality. So therefore, both Rongtong and Shentong are profound, and they're both important. Thus, in order to cut through, refute the conceptual projections that our thoughts continually create, a Rongtong is the best. And from the perspective of explaining meditation as being mind relaxing in its own luminous nature, Shentong is the best. So not only is there no contradiction, we have to see how to bring these views together, how to unify them. Yandila dele ningje shuk jung te tene.
Te top da me jizun la so pa yuwa.
Yola.
Yeah.
Ine ande ningje tokpa le jungwa.
Ningje la tende, ningje da mola la tende sanje je yun te nam yuwa.
Naso.
Top da me jizun la so pa sanje je yun te nam.
Naso.
Dek zung e?
Dek zung e.
Oh yeah.
The last lines of the song explain how the realization that has been described up until this point leads to the manifestation of the Buddha's qualities. So it says at the end that these qualities come as if you had a wish-fulfilling jewel, meaning that once you have realization, then you combine that with the practice of compassion, you combine that with making aspiration prayers to be of benefit to sentient beings and to be able to attain the Buddha's qualities and perform enlightened activity. And the result of all that together produces enlightenment and the qualities of enlightenment that come effortlessly at that point. Just like if you had a wish-fulfilling jewel that would effortlessly and naturally give you whatever it is that you asked for.
Once
one attains complete and perfect enlightenment, then the qualities of enlightenment, which are the limitless forms of enlightened activity, which uninterruptedly benefit infinite sentient beings, are performed without any effort. So how could that be? It's difficult for us to understand. And that's why one whole chapter of the treatise on the Buddha nature is devoted to explaining this seeming paradox of how limitless beneficial activity for infinite sentient beings could be performed without any effort. The way that this chapter does this is through the use of example. And because if we didn't have these examples, we couldn't understand the meaning directly just by itself. But the examples help us to do that. So if you are unsure about how this could work and you would like to gain certainty in it, then it would be very good for you to read the chapter on in the treatise, The Buddha Nature, as it's been titled in its publication, the chapter called Activity, Enlightened Activity. Milarepa sings in this song a brief description about this when he sings that retention, powers, fearlessness, and all the qualities embodied by a Buddha just come as if you had a wish-fulfilling jewel. So if just that just that much is enough to dispel your doubts and give you certainty that enlightened activity is performed spontaneously and effortlessly, then you don't need to study this chapter in the text called The Buddha Nature, because you're already sure about it. It's like that. So now let's sing this last verse together. You can start from the first line in the very last verse on page 206. All of this a union vast and spacious, and all those skilled in realizing this do not see consciousness, they see pure wisdom. Do not see sentient beings, they see Buddhas. Don't see phenomena, they see their essence. And out of this compassion just emerges retention, powers, fearlessness, and all the qualities embodied by a Buddha just come as if you had a wishing jewel. This is what I, the yogi, have realized.
Ta parten dawa trabe zebe oman jogba le tene tuni rekpe dropa ta rabi heba ni le rekpe dropa te dekab so rekpe dropa te tsaba khere le mambo khe tsar gogum do tene oman jogba le tuni je rabi heba te danda.
There, when we move then to the text Entering the Middle Way that was composed by the glorious Chandrakirti, there are two main parts of this text. The first is proving the validity of the teachings on emptiness using logical reasoning, and the second is a description or a teaching on the different descriptions of the different types of emptiness, namely the 16 emptinesses. And the first part, which is involved with logical reasoning, I left out of the book because the fundamental wisdom of the middle way is all about using logical reasoning to prove emptiness. And so we didn't need to go through that again. So what's included in the book then is the teachings about the descriptions of the 16 emptinesses.
ene toni jodo de thakpa chembe lo la kar chembo yimba ma ze dorje thakpa la yang kar chembo yimbe seno tene de yabu jangu tu.
The 16 emptinesses are important in the Mahayana. And not only that, they're also important in the Vajrayana. And therefore, you should study these well. It is said that these verses about the 16 emptinesses are easy to understand in English. I've heard that said. And so therefore, I will give you the reading transmission in Tibetan, and then you can follow along by reading out loud the verse in English, and I think it should be not difficult for you to understand. Those who don't have the book, then focus on sound and emptiness and rest in your own basic nature.
Namin denen roba namdur sir chudan kaza yebe namniso tete tembe laryan denin doza namla sede namangsong kawando konsulabuno.
We are in the book on page 197. We'll read the first verse together.
Since selflessness is what liberates beings, the Buddha taught two types, the selflessness of individuals and of phenomena. Then in order to better help those to be tamed, teacher taught further classifications.
Chutang che par tung ba ni chu chu hye nen dor den la ri yang yer hye de da ne te chin to yang ye ba yin.
In the extensive explanation of emptiness, there are 16 classifications. In the concise explanation, the Buddha summarized these into four, and these explained to be the teachings of the Mahayana.
Tōnyi chōchō le tāngbō nāng tōng bānyin, kānsir tēyē rāng yīn tē, yīnsir mēng nē mēk tōng, tēyī nā wā nā tāng jī, lū tāng yī jāng nyē bār sā. Tēr sōk nē bā mā yīn tāng, jēk bā mā yīn nī jī sir, mēk lā sōk bā chōk bō yī, rāng yī mī nī kāng yī bā, tē nā nāng tōng nī tā tōng.
The first of the 16 emptinesses is the emptiness of the inner. We'll recite the two verses together.
Since it has no inherent nature, the eye is empty of the eye, ear, nose, tongue, body, and mind, all described as being the same. They do not remain, they do not cease. Therefore, the I and the rest that are the six inner ones are that have no inherent nature at all. This is the emptiness of the inner.
Lutang yi chi sendo yi chang rindo. Lutang yi chang nye barsa. Chang.
Naso.
Tenor song rindo. Ya. Ta nye ban setong banin. kānsar tēyī rāngīn tē yīnsi zōng dō zōg chitōng, dhā tā trirō rīgzā tā chū nām nye chāng tē yī nō. Zōg sō rāngīn mē bā nī sīrū tōng bā nye dō dō.
Since their nature is emptiness, forms are empty of form, sound, smells, taste, tactile sensations and phenomena are exactly the same, forms and so forth have no inherent nature. This is the emptiness of the outer.
Sumba sanang tongba ni 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 cha rangi mi ni ni rangi sanang tongba ni no.
Third is the emptiness of the outer and inner, that both have no inherent nature, is the emptiness of the outer and inner.
Yepa tongba ni tongba ni ni chuna rangi meba ni kepe tongba ni ji nye tongni deya tongni je ngu tongba ndoba yi tongni ji se tongni kang tongni tongni tondo te tongni ngubu lojin je jimba doksa songba yi.
Fourth, the emptiness of emptiness. Phenomena have no inherent nature. The wise ones call this emptiness. It is asserted that this emptiness as well is empty of the essence of emptiness, the emptiness of what is called emptiness is the emptiness of emptiness. The Buddha taught it to counteract the clinging of the mind that thinks emptiness is a thing.
De song gu bu jun sin de tong ni la tong ni de xian ba da tong ni la ngu mi jie yang mei ba de xian ba da tong ni ngu bu xian ba zhen ba dou ba jie do tong ba ni song ba de.
The reason why the Buddha needed to teach the emptiness of emptiness is that after hearing lots of teachings about emptiness, we might cling to emptiness as being emptiness. We might cling to it as being mere nothingness. We might cling to it as being something. And so to help us reverse all of these different types of clinging, the Buddha taught that emptiness is also empty.
This is Tanda Tonyi Sijida Jayang Maiba Tang Tonyi Sijida Chetanda Wuri Samudu Di Jumjin De
Sometimes people say that emptiness, the teachings on emptiness, are nihilistic because they're teachings about everything being nothingness. But that's a sign that we haven't, if we think like that, then we haven't yet realized the emptiness of emptiness.
Tanga ba chenpo tongpa ni ne ten chujin tang tongchur gupa xeba ni le tangpo ne semjin no jin jikten ne malu chabzi ni sar tang tsemi peye manda ne meset so na chenpo ni so tongpa ni tenpare.
Fifth is the emptiness of the vast, and the first is a description of the subject that has the quality of being vast, the first verse. And then the second is about the way that this is empty. So we'll read the first one. Since they pervade everything without exception, all sentient beings and the whole universe, and since the immeasurables are an example of their infinitude, the directions are given the name vast.
Data chocher so namje tongba ni ne kangi de chenpo tongba ni de chenpo chenpo zeba dose so.
All these 10 directions, emptiness is the emptiness of the vast. It was taught in order to reverse our clinging to the vast as being real.
Tene so te chalo nom zang so ta to wa me be se no chenpo re. Tene so la chenpo sambe denzin denzin che ge re te do be che do so tong ba nye do song ba re.
The directions are north, south, east, and west, and so forth. And since these directions have no end, then we think of them as being vast. And we might cling to that vastness as being truly existent. To help us reverse our tendency to do that, the Buddha taught the emptiness of the vast. If you investigate the directions with precise knowledge, it's easy to see that they have no nature of their own. Sixth is the emptiness of genuine reality.
Nirvana is the supreme goal, and therefore it is genuine reality. Nirvana is empty of itself, and this is the emptiness of genuine reality. To counteract the mind's tendency to think that nirvana is a thing, the knower of genuine reality taught the emptiness of genuine reality.
Jamzin telatin de malarepe omayanta bajuba lejang, tene nyande tongbanye de temper, nyande marupa temper.
It's for this same reason that Milarepa also taught in his authentic portrait of the Middle Way that nirvana is empty of true existence.
Dumbane kien len songsur khan sombo duze yin bar nge bar ni tene te tuni ka tene duze tongbani toni song.
Seventh, the emptiness of the composite.
Because they arise from conditions, the three realms are composite, it is taught. They are empty of themselves, and this the Buddha stated is the emptiness of the composite.
Eighth, the emptiness of the non-composite.
When arising, abiding, and cessation are not among its characteristics, a phenomenon is non-composite. These are empty of themselves, and this is the emptiness of the non-composite.
Goban thalen debe tumba nyine, thadra tan thanden thandela, dembar himba dobe chedo thalen debe tumba nyine sumbare.
Ninth, the emptiness of that which is beyond extremes was taught to help us stop clinging to the idea that there is something beyond extremes, to help us stop clinging to that which transcends extremes as being truly existent.
Tene tekpa chenpe lo la thadra dan thande mangpo khe gendo, thadra dan thande le den yin shokore, tese nan thadra yang tongpo nyere.
In the Mahayana, a lot is explained, there are a lot of descriptions of transcending extremes, being free from extremes, and therefore, we're going to cling to those descriptions as being truly existent, because that's just our habit. And so, to help us not do that, then the Buddha taught the emptiness of that which is beyond extremes.
Tōni chōpa kōrwa tōngpa nīle. Kōrwa tōngpa nīle. Tōman tāngbō tāman tā tētā mē bēng kōrwa. Tōman tāman mē bār chō rōng rāsar mālānti. Sīnda tēyē wēnyi kān tēnā tōman tāngdām. Mē bār tōngpa nīdō kī tēngchū lē nā ngē bār nī.
Did we read the ninth one? Rinpoche gi gopa de lungna maso.
Gopa lungna maso.
Maso.
O gopa, kanglan ta ne yume ba, tenen ta len deba jo. Tete kone tongpa ni, ta len deba tongni ni. Ya.
That to which extremes do not apply is expressed as being beyond extremes, its emptiness of its very self is explained to be the emptiness of that which is beyond extremes.
So let's read the tenth, which is the emptiness of that which has neither beginning nor end, the emptiness of samsara.
Since it has no point when it began, nor time when it will end, samsara is called that which has neither beginning nor end, since it is free from coming and going. It is like a dream, samsaric existence, is void of samsaric existence. This is the emptiness of that which has neither beginning nor end. It was definitively taught Nagarjuna's fundamental wisdom of the middle way.
Tenen korwa toma tama mebare, toma tama mebon korwa teyang tongba ye ni re ma do dendro mare. Tenen tongba yin be pe rong tra se malan la so pe pe iten bare. Korwa malam ra bore.
Samsara has no beginning and no end, and samsara is empty too. And to help us understand its emptiness, it is described as being free from coming and going. It is described as being like a dream, using the example of a dream. Samsara is just like a dream. The verse in which Milarepa sings of how samsara does not truly exist has the same meaning as this emptiness of that which has neither beginning nor end.
Choba torwa me betongba nin. Torwa hizan torwa tam borwa lan ne barju. Tormi tonwa me baten gayen tormi kanye ba. Torwa me bateni je teni tongba ni gayen. Tedi sena torme batongba ni ni jing barju. Torwa me bate de machu doji tsuni ji gewale gyando. Tsūnyi te kaduyang torwa mēpā, morwa mēpā re, nīna yāng rāngi tōngpa nīre.
The 11th emptiness is the emptiness of what should not be abandoned.
To abandon something means to throw it away or to get rid of it. What should not be abandoned is what one should never cast away from oneself, the Mahayana. What should not be abandoned is empty of its very self, since this emptiness is its nature. It is called the emptiness of what should not be abandoned.
So what should not be abandoned is explained by Ju Mipham in his commentary to be the Mahayana. In Mikyur Dorje, the eighth Karmapa's commentary on entering the middle way, he says that it's the two accumulations of merit and wisdom. They mean the same thing. And these are not to be abandoned in that we never want to separate ourselves from Mahayana practice or the practice of gathering the two accumulations of merit and wisdom. We never want to be apart from that. At the same time, we should know that these practices are themselves empty of any inherent essence. Twelfth, the emptiness of the true nature.
The very essence of the composite and everything else was not created by the students, the solitary Buddhas, the Bodhisattvas, or even the Tathagatas. Therefore, this essence of the composite and so forth is explained to be the true nature of phenomena. It itself is empty of itself. This is the emptiness of the true nature.
Then rangyin tongpa nyi de chu tamje tongpa nyi de chu tamje tongni je rangyin to hyenpa de dobe che de rangyin tongpa nyi songpa re chu tamje je rangyin tongpa re ina yen tenyang rangyin me pa re.
The true nature of all phenomena is emptiness. You could say it the other way. Emptiness is the true nature of everything. We might cling to that true nature as being something truly existent, as being something. And that's why the emptiness of the true nature is explained. So first we learn that emptiness is the true nature of phenomena. And then the next step is to see that this true nature is also empty of itself. We'll stop here for this afternoon.
Tona Jenang Samson do, Semla Nyendan Sendo do, Semla Teben Tuami, Tuame Bangaliko.
When you realize this, whatever appears is mind. Throughout the day and night, look at your mind. When you look at your mind, you don't see anything. When you don't see anything, let go and relax.
Sende etsarayın eme cendan yüredeci loyuncud samadu büzü gaz cenni cüne çüla cübar denici doğru bar.
May we live long and be free of illness, enjoy freedom, great resources and happiness. Next life may we meet in the pure realm. May we always practice Dharma and benefit beings.
Tene sang chute la de tonye churong chote longde gre tene chirang so traba yon na traba so chukure te chung yon na traba so chukure.
In our session tomorrow, morning, then I will finish giving you the reading transmission for these emptinesses. And then if you have doubts or questions, then you can ask. If you have no doubts, then you don't need to ask any questions.
Given the Jewogun, Sona Yid, Sona Yishilism, Tamba Kuni, Toparicho, Munjur Limbo, Kuyetra, Yanadrujo, Sungetra, Tata Dreamer, Tugetra, Jarve, Kusung Tugetra, Shisho, Nether, Nemo Delek, Sender, Neme Koyan Delek, Nintendo Delek, Kunjosum Jetra, Shisho.